on Southeast AgNet. Probably the largest Citrus Expo seminar crowd ever, Wednesday heard a University of Florida researcher discuss the pros and cons of the two leading grower methods for dealing with HLB. One method described by Tim Spann is scouting for HLB-infected trees and removing them when they're found. The goal of that method is to keep HLB infection rates low, hopefully less than 2%. Growers using this method must control the silage that spread the disease and replace removed trees so production can be maintained. The cost of using this tree removal program is high because of scouting programs, tree removal, yield loss, and tree replacement costs. The other HLB management technique is the use of foliar nutrition sprays to maintain tree productivity. Under this program, growers no longer remove infected trees and the disease inoculum they contain. However, they do continue to control silage. A grove utilizing the foliar nutrition method has remained productive almost 5 years, and university tests of the system have led to HLB-infected trees being rehabilitated and becoming productive. Spann said each grower must assess his or her own situation to determine the best HLB management program. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.